We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 26, verses 15 through 18. Paul is telling King Agrippa about his commissioning as an apostle of Jesus Christ. As he lies on the ground in Damascus, he hears Jesus say to him, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appointed you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me." I ask, as we finished last time, where was Saul's choice in this matter? Does he really have one? And I suggested that if the risen Christ had appeared to any of us, blinded us, pinned us to the ground, and said, "I am appointing you," there probably wouldn't be much of a choice for us either. As others have pointed out, Saul's calling or commissioning by Jesus is very similar to those of the Old Testament prophets, both Jeremiah and Ezekiel. When King Josiah was in his 13th year of his reign, Jeremiah somehow heard these words, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations." You can find that in Jeremiah 1:5. When Jeremiah protested that he was too young for such a calling, God dismissed his youth and said, "You must go to everyone I send you to, and all that I command you, you must speak." Well, the prophet Ezekiel had a similar experience. After seeing a remarkable, if not frightening, vision, he heard God say this to him, "Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak to you. I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. To this very day, they and their fathers have rebelled against me. They are obstinate and stubborn children. I am sending you to them, and you are to say to them, 'This is what the Lord God says.' And whether they listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them." Ezekiel 2:1-5. So both of these Old Testament prophets have a very similar calling. I love how the Ezekiel passage starts with, "Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you." It sounds very much like Jesus saying to Saul, "Stand on your feet, for I have appointed you." Well, in verse 17, we come to this next sentence. Jesus says, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles." In Paul's case, Jesus is directly commissioning him to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, we understand that this involves the Jews. After all, Paul was saying in Romans very clearly that he is called to take the gospel first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. But the truth is, the vastly larger audience is the Gentiles. As a matter of fact, they outnumber the first century Jewish people exponentially. If you do a little research, you'll discover that the worldwide population at that time is estimated to have been between 170 and 250 million people. The worldwide Jewish population is estimated to be around 4.5 to 8 million people. Roughly speaking, even at 8 million, the Jewish population was only 3.5% of the total worldwide population. We'll talk more about this next time on Verse by Verse.